Hello.
Hey, Randy. It's Gail over at Local Splash. How you doing?
Hey, Gail. How you doing, Gail?
Good, good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. Is this a good time?
Yes.
Super. I'm ready for you. So what we'll do, I'll go through and gather some info from you. My job is to be thorough, make sure that we get everything right. We want it 100% before it goes out. So I'll be double-checking as we go. So now this will be as it would appear on your credit card, but I don't need that number just yet. Is it show as Randy Thompson, or is it spelled out like Randall?
Oh, no, the card, I'm going to put it in my fiance's name on the card.
Oh, okay, all right. Now, but will you be the contact on the account and just using
yes.
her card? Gotcha, all
yes.
right. So I'm going to put Randy Thompson, and what's your email address, Randy?
SKI617 at Yahoo.
SKI617 at Yahoo. You're a skier.
No.
Oh.
Just a mission.
I gotcha. All right. Now I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is going to be about our dashboard and analytics. Did I explain that to you when we talked yesterday, the dashboard?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay, I don't remember talking about it. So you'll be set up with a dashboard, and you can log in anytime. You'll be able to double-check the keywords that we've got you listed for. You can upload photos so that we can add them to the website. Also, you'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting to. We want you to have that data so you can see how you're doing. Okay, and then the next one, one-time setup fee waived. Perfect. So the next one I'm sending is the exact package and price I quoted you with that setup fee waived.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you are Eastern Time. Yes, perfect. And then if you could, Randy, just let me know that those emails made it to you would be awesome.
Say it again, ma'am.
If you could just let me know if those emails make it to you, just as a double check. You don't need to do anything with them just now.
Got it.
Fantastic. All right. And then I've got, for company name, Discount Garage Doors. Is there LLC or Inc. behind that at all?
I'm waiting for my LLC to get approved, so...
Okay, I'm going to put it as LLC then, since it's on the way.
Okay.
All right. And what is your address for the business, Randy?
I don't have a physical address. Do I have to put my address in there?
So is it you're working from home for now?
Yes.
Yep, no sweat. So what we can do, I'll still have to put the address into our system, but I'll have them omit the physical address on your Google business profile. That way it'll still show, but they won't know where your actual home street address is.
Right. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Let me see. I need to make that note. Omit address. Is it the home address? There we go. Perfect. And then go ahead with that address.
172 Poplar, P-O-P-L-A-R, Street.
Okay. All right. Bridgeport. Is that right?
Say it again.
Bridgeport.
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. No Connecticut.
Wilkes-Barre. Well, where
we're not in
the
Connecticut.
World?
Yeah, not in Connecticut at all.
So Poplar, P-O-P-L-A-R. All right, let's do this. My little address finder didn't want to pull it up, so we're going to
172 Poplar Street in Wilkes-Barre didn't come up?
Yeah, it didn't, but that's okay. It happens. it's probably just a little bit behind.
Yeah, it definitely comes in.
Exactly. Well, every once in a while, too, it will, like an email address that is perfectly valid, it'll kick it back. So it's no worries. And I want to make sure, what's your zip code there?
18702.
18702. Perfect. And it's Wilkes-Barre. All right. Perfect. Got it. And then business phone number, is that the same as your cell, Randy?
Yeah, I'm about to get a 1-800 number. Will I be able to change that number?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, just let us know when you make that change, and we can do that update.
Is that a long process? How does that work?
No, it's fairly quick. Just, you know, let us know when you're ready to change it, and it's just a couple of clicks. Won't take long.
Okay.
All right. Get your address updated there. And then I'm going to send you three consecutive text messages. And the first one is my direct contact info. I may have already sent it, but I have to send it again at this point in the phase. So that one's off to you. And then the next text is our customer service. I want you to have them in your phone as well. And that one's on its way. And then the third one, maybe, I don't know, late night viewing, it's a YouTube video tutorial on our dashboard and analytics. So informational again. All right. And then I'm going to do a little copy paste here. Grab some links. And Randy, if you could, the next thing I need to do too is get you set up with your onboarding call. So you'll sit with one of our techs. They'll call you, and we like to block out an hour, but the call usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. We allow that extra time in case you have questions or need help with anything. So let's take a peek. Okay. Today is booked solid. We could do tomorrow. Let me see here. So starting at, we could do a 10, an 11.
Yeah, I'm not good after 3 tomorrow.
After 3, you got it. So let's take a look. How about 3 o'clock?
Ooh. No, that's a little, I need a little bit after that, not 3 and a half.
Okay. 3 is actually, oh, wait a minute. No. Should we say 4?
That's good.
Perfect. 4 o'clock tomorrow it is. So I'm going to set up a calendar appointment real quick, and then I'm going to invite you to that. So that one I'll need you to go to and hit accept. That'll confirm your appointment so that they hold that for you. And then, just as a professional courtesy, if for some reason you can't make it or you're running behind, just let us know. We can definitely reschedule if you need to, okay? Sound good, Randy?
Yes.
Okay, super. I'll let you know when that one's on the way. Perfect. All right, tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And that is on the way. So when that one gets there, it's the subject of the email is local/CIE. Let me know when that comes through. I'll need you to make a couple, I think just one click for me.
All right. Is it coming through a text or email?
That'll come through email. And then I'll need your fiance's name. I don't need the card number yet, but it wants to know who the cardholder is going to be.
All right. I got that email as well.
Wonderful. So go ahead and open that up. There should be a yes, no, maybe option. And, of course, if you'd hit the yes, that would be fantastic.
I don't see a yes, no, maybe option. I just, it says thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Might be, I think that's the wrong email.
Are you looking for dashboard? Is it dashboard analytics?
No, sir. It's the one titled, Local Splash CIE.
Okay, I didn't get that yet.
Okay, that one must still be on the way. Wonder what, Okay, we'll watch for that. Something's not going right in here. All right, well, we'll move on. All right, and what is your fiancé's name, Randy?
Danielle, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E.
Okay.
Acosta.
A-C-O-S-T-A.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So Danielle, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, Acosta, A-C-O-S-T-A.
Mm-hmm.
Super. All right. I'm going to do a little copy and paste for our folks here. Okay. Are you by chance bilingual, Randy?
Say again?
Are you bilingual by chance?
No.
Okay. No worries. And then, so we're going to say, I'm going to say Garage Door Services under services that you offer. But I'm also going to say Garage Door Repair. Garage Door Replacement. Garage Door Install. Not garage door, maybe garage door. Garage door install. Garage door openers. Opener. Garage, did I do replacement? Okay, we got, here's what I got. So I've got garage door services just as a general category. Garage door repair, garage door replacement, garage door install, garage door opener. Any other ways you can think of saying that, or
garage door operator?
Ah, yes.
Garage door spring. Broken spring.
That must happen a lot.
Broken cables. Overhead door.
Okay.
Overhead repair.
Got it. What about, let's say somebody's, not sure the proper term, the sensor, that, the safety sensor.
Safety is sensor, yep.
I'm going to say repair, and then I'm going to write that one again. So I've got garage door safety sensor repair. I'm going to do garage door safety.
You have garage doors, broken spring, spring repair.
Okay. All right, got it.
Hello?
Yep, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Do you have broken spring and garage door spring repair?
Yes, got both of those. Okay. And then I got the safety sensor.
Overhead door.
Yep, got that. So here's what I've got. So garage door services, garage door repair, garage door replacement, garage door install, garage door opener, garage door operator, garage door spring, broken garage door spring, broken garage door cables, overhead garage door repair, garage door safety sensor repair, garage door safety sensor replacement. Can you think of any others?
Overhead operator.
Okay.
Overhead door operator. Can you put Myth Master?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, got it. Any others that you can think of?
Kvad's door remote.
Oh, good one.
Kvad's door programming.
Okay, super. All right. So if you think of any others between now and your onboarding call, just jot them down. You can fill in the blanks when you meet with them tomorrow.
Okay.
And I've got to put that calendar. Did that calendar appointment come to you, local/CIE email?
Let me check. Nope.
Well, okay. Something's fishy with my system. It's not you. And I'm just going to work around it here because this happened earlier today, too. So I know it's on my end. Let me look here, though. Perfect. Okay. Fix that. Bear with me. I have to put this in three different places. Good. Let's see. And you do need a Facebook business page. Okay. Randy, you had a personal Facebook page already, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I can find you. I want to give our tech the link if I can find you.
Is it going to be connected to my page?
Facebook business page originates from your personal page. However, on the business page, people can't access your profile. So it's people looking for your services or seeing your services aren't going to see your personal page. Does that make sense?
So what is the connection to my page?
What's that?
So why is it connected to my personal page?
You know, it's just how Facebook has it set up. You have to have a personal page in order to build a business page. So you'll be the manager on that business page. You'll have full access to it. But again, it doesn't reveal what your personal profile is. Make sense?
Right.
Okay. Super. Now, let me see. I've got a Randy Thompson that does automotive repair and a Randy Thompson that does real estate. All right, not finding it. That's okay. We're going to do a workaround on that, too.
Oh, no, you got to look me up. My name is Randy Ski Thompson.
Oh, that might help. Let me take Wilkes-Barre out.
Yeah, you don't have to look up Wilkes-Barre. Just put Randy Ski.
There you. I found you. Fantastic.
Yep.
Your fiance is a beautiful lady. Lucky man.
Oh, you see her?
Yes. Right on your profile. Oops. Let me grab that.
No. That's my mom.
Oh, that's your... Well, your mom is beautiful.
My profile picture?
Yeah. It's Randy Ski Thompson. And it's a picture of a woman and a man, and the man has his arm around her. Oh, wait. No, this is somebody in Nassau County, New York. Let's try that again, Randy. That's me.
That's me. That's where I'm from.
Oh,
yeah, but
I don't
know how you can't see that. That's my mom. She's very much older. Yeah, that's both pictures of my Facebook of my mom.
Your mom looks very young. She doesn't look old enough to be your mom.
Wow. She's 75 years old.
No way.
Yes.
Wow. You tell her she doesn't look a day over 50. Honest to goodness, she doesn't. I mean, hardly any wrinkles, nothing. Pretty, pretty lady.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Okay, and for domain name, I'll let you hash that out with our tech. Now, Randy, two things that are optional, they are included, so there's no extra charge. Did you want the call tracking, where we track how many clicks and calls that you receive?
Is that extra money?
No, sir.
Yeah, of course I want that for sure.
Perfect. I thought you might.
That's important because that's letting us know if we're hitting it, if we're doing a good job.
Exactly. And we want you to have that data. So I just sent you another link by text, and that one's just informational, and it's on the call tracking. So next item, also optional, also included, no additional charge, is something we rolled out about 4 weeks ago. It's our Splash app. So it's an app you can download from the Play Store. It'll install on your existing cell phone. You can make and receive calls through the app without people knowing what your personal cell phone number is. So basically, we give you a number.
Okay,
I thought so. That's a good one, too. So also on that, I'm sending a link for info on it. It is still in beta, so if you any feedback, good, bad, or otherwise, we'd love to hear it. We want to make sure that it's good to go. It's been tested here, but, you never know until it goes out into the world and see how it can get broken. So we'll definitely appreciate feedback. And looks there. Apparently, I'm having a problem with spelling today. All right. And then, Randy, do you prefer to be contacted by phone, text, or email? Which one works best? Or all of the above?
Either. All of the above is fine.
Okay. Got it. All right. That all looks great. I need to drop in a few notes here. I appreciate your patience while I double-check everything. All right, perfect. There goes that. And one more. I'm going to just visually run through here one more time, make sure I filled in all the blanks. Okay, that looks good. All right. So I'm ready for credit card info. So we'll begin you. Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I was just talking to Danielle Acosta.
Got it. Okay. And then, obviously, company name's not on there. Phone number attached to the account, the credit card account.
718-844-6018.
Perfect. And I'm going to make another note over here. There we go. There we go. Perfect. Update something else here. That'll put you in. So our team doesn't keep calling you. There we go. Okay. And then address. Is that same as yours?
Hold on with that. Spade!
Same address.
Got it. Makes it easy. I'll just copy and paste. Okay. And that's PA. All right. Perfect. And then, Randy, is that Master, Visa, MX?
Visa.
Thank you. And I'm ready for those digits when you are. I'll read back each four as you give them to make sure I got it right.
4737.
4737.
0260.
0260.
0966.
0966.
7434.
7434. And then expiration, please.
526.
526. And then the security code, please.
238.
All right, let me update that. Okay, and then I'm going to go ahead and send this through. So it'll be for $299. And I waived the setup fee for you. So that is your first month.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be another email that'll come to you. And it's going to say local splash initial invoice as the subject line.
Still haven't got anything yet.
There we go. It'll take just a minute. So while we wait for that to come through, I need to make myself one quick note here. And then, since that calendar appointment isn't coming through, I'm just going to do a verbal confirmation with you. Normally, we would confirm in that calendar appointment, but for whatever reason, it didn't come through. So I'm going to verbally confirm then that you'll be there at, you just double check where I've got you. Yep, perfect. So I've got you at 4:00 tomorrow, and I'm going to put a note in here. Client verbally confirms. Okay, got that. Perfect. And then, while we wait for that email to come, so that'll be local splash initial invoice. Just let me know when that comes through. And then we'll do the voice verification while we wait for that. So the voice verification is required of us as Google channel partners.
Got it. Local slash initial invoice.
Yes, awesome. If you'd go ahead and open that one.
Click here to accept the subscription.
Yes, sir. You're all over it. And then it'll take you to a login screen. Don't worry about it. You'll get your logins tomorrow. and I'll wait on the voice verification until you're done. Kind of hard to type and listen sometimes.
Okay, got it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All right, so the voice verification. So I'll be reading it. There are a couple spots where I'll stop and ask you questions or, you know, ask for a yes or no. If there's anything that you don't understand or you want clarified, just stop me and let me know. Happy to go over it for you. So this call, the voice verification is recorded, and it's attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. And it outlines the service agreement, what we're going to do here at Local Splash.
Mm-hmm. And so, you said you're going to have that inviting about the 30 to 45 days on the first page?
Yep. So please state, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Say that one more time, man.
You bet. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Discount Garage Doors.
Thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
Randy Thompson, President.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Are there any other authorized users on the billing of this account?
Yes, I use my fiance.
Okay. Is she by chance there that I could have her give her okay?
She's not here right this second. No, she's outside.
Okay. She's coming back in soon that we can kind of circle back and get her.
What do you need?
Just her to give her verbal okay to be on the account.
Okay, so don't do it.
Well, actually, you know what? Actually, no, I take that back. We don't need to. You're the owner. You're okaying her to be on the account. That's good enough, actually. So back to the question, are there any other authorized users on the billing of this account? So
no.
Your response? Oh, okay, gotcha. No sweat. We'll get through this, Randy. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, texts? Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
So your payment for the initial term account setup fee has been waived. You will be charged on today's date, June 1st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $299. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the first of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after August 1st. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. And I got that verification back, the last one, the Local Splash initial invoice. So, Randy, you are all set. Good to go.
All right.
Congratulations. I'm
all
excited
right,
for you.
Thank you very much, Gil.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to be dealing with you. Am I going to be dealing with you, Gil? Or are you going to be the one who's going to be working on my account? Or are you just the person who sets it up in sales?
So you're going to primarily deal with our tax, and you'll meet them on that onboarding call tomorrow. However, I am always here. You can call me anytime if you have problems, questions, or if we're not doing our job. I would like to know.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Okay. You're very welcome. You have a good rest of your day, Randy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.